Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Can I just say, I get it. Everybody loves Fiac No Brain On. It's fine, okay? But I have got the message now. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll move on. I just want to say, I'm here too, you know. I'm here too. Laura Dowling, a.k.a. The Fabulous Pharmacist. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. And people start texting in now. I love that Fabulous Pharmacist. You got a bit of a wake-up call recently?
Yeah, I got a high cholesterol reading. So I suppose that's what we're in to talk about today, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. How did you find out?
I just went for a blood test.
Yeah.
Because you don't show symptoms of high cholesterol as such, just like blood pressure. So because I'm 44 and perimenopausal, I decided I go and just have a full blood test done, and it came up that I had high cholesterol. So I suppose it was a bit of a wake up call, even though, you know, my mum and dad would have it, but they're considerably older than me.
What's the danger of it?
Heart attack and stroke, I suppose it's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, amongst other things. So you have to take into account, it's not just the sole risk factor. So it'll be, you need to take into account smoking, insulin resistance, high blood pressure as well. But it is in that combined myriad of issues that can lead to cardiovascular disease. And I suppose the reason why it was such a bit of a shock to me as well is that we often hear about breast cancer for women, and, you know, everyone, breast cancer is quite at the forefront of all of our minds, but we don't really hear about heart health. But actually, women are
we think of men, like.
Yeah. And women are six times more likely to die of heart disease than from breast cancer. So it's a, you know, there's many more deaths from it. So I suppose I want to bring a bit of awareness to it and tell women to, it's a good idea to go and get checked, particularly if you're midlife like myself.
Okay, so does the perimenopause, menopause, does that affect?
Women's hearts are very healthy, healthier than men generally up until postmenopausal years. And then we kind of even out and the risk factors become just as high for us as they do for men. Estrogen has a cardioprotective effect. And we all know, because we're all hearing about the menopause all the time now, that our estrogen levels are fluctuating in perimenopause. They're hitting rock bottom post-menopause, and that cardioprotective effect is then gone. So that's why, and that's one of the reasons why women's cholesterol can increase, blood pressure can increase, amongst other things, you know, sedentary lifestyles, etc.
So were you surprised though? Because I assume you have a pretty good lifestyle.
Yeah, I do. I'm as healthy as I think I can be. I try and eat healthily most of the time. I love my Indian takeaways. I love a glass of wine and a gin and tonic sometimes together. But, you know, I like everything in moderation generally. So, and when I did put it out online that I had high cholesterol, and it got about 1 million views, because I think when people see someone that it looks relatively healthy and is slim, they think, oh, there's no way, you know, cholesterol only affects people that might be overweight. But that's absolutely not the truth. And that's why people need to kind of take their health into their own hands and go and get checked. And then once you know your numbers, then you can go and do something about it. So, for instance, I'm trying to change my diet in certain ways. I'm trying to increase the oats that I eat. So 60 grams of oats eaten daily over a period of 3 weeks has been proven to reduce your cholesterol levels. But then again, there's only a certain amount that diet and lifestyle can do. And if you have a familial or hereditary high cholesterol, you may need to eventually go on statins. Okay, and the thing about cholesterol is it's not just how high it is. There's various ratios. There's different types of cholesterol. And
yeah, there's good and bad, yes.
There is good and bad, yeah. The HDL is a good one. It takes the bad cholesterol back to the liver. The LDL is the one that gets stuck in the arteries and causes the clogging of the arteries or the hardening of the arteries. So it's good to know those ratios. It's good to know your total cholesterol to your HDL and know those numbers. But it's not just the cholesterol level that's important. It's how long your cholesterol has been high for. So just say, for instance, I'm 44 now, but I didn't get my bloods done until 10 years' time, 55, 54. That would mean that my cholesterol had been high for 10 years. So it's that length of time as well that's important.
So
we need to, it's about embracing our health and taking our health into our own hands, going and getting the blood test done, looking at them, getting the doctor's advice on what to do, and then trying to make those little small changes in your life.
Before we get to the lifestyle bit, so I like, as far as I can figure out now, half the guys my age are on statins now. That's the usual answer, is it?
I'm not quite sure of the actual statistics, yeah, but there is a high level of statins prescribing in this country. I suppose we're all getting older, we're living longer,
yeah,
and with age comes cardiovascular risk, it comes high cholesterol. Yeah, I've just said.
So are you on statins?
No, I'm not. I'm okay. not. It wasn't recommended to me. My, you know, and I'm trying to manage it myself. But
so lifestyle can do the
lifestyle
job
can, yeah,
in a lot of cases.
It absolutely can. I think it's really important that people can. And even if people are on statins, they should still be looking to their lifestyle to make those positive changes. And it isn't just, I'm going to cut out everything and,
yeah,
you know, live a miserable life. It's about putting those little small steps into your life day to day. So say, for instance, exercise. Exercise increases your high density lipoprotein, which is your good cholesterol, and decreases your low cholesterol. That's why I ran in today. I was nearly late to you.
You ran in today?
I ran in today too, yeah.
Fair play.
I got a call from Katrina saying, where are you? I was like, I'm just jumping the fence there. At
can't
the back,
talk now. So what have you changed then? So the oats?
The
is
oats.
One simple thing.
I'm watching my saturated fat intake. So people think they're under the... There's a little bit of a misinformation out there about if you consume cholesterol, that that's bad for you. So say there's cholesterol in eggs and egg yolk, but that's actually fine. Like, you know, the amount of cholesterol that we actually absorb from our diet isn't that high. We get about 25% of our cholesterol from our diet and 75% our body's making it ourselves.
Okay.
So cholesterol is really important. It helps us make our hormones. It helps us synthesize vitamins. It's really important for our brains, but it's just when it gets a little bit out of control. So in terms of diet, I am... watch my saturated fat intake. So generally, we should have about 20 grams of saturated fat a day. If we're a woman, about 30 grams. If we're men, if we're trying to kind of live a healthier lifestyle. So I would love my butter, love a bit of Carryover butter on my toast, but I would probably put toast on the butter rather than the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
So 10 grams of Carryover butter, which is literally just a tablespoonful, you know, it's probably a little bit less than I would normally put in a slice of bread, is 5.4 grams of saturated fat. So that's over a quarter of the saturated fat intake that I would take in a day, that a woman like me, okay, should take in a day. So if I have that, a bit of butter on my potatoes, you know, a couple of cappuccinos and then a bit of ice cream with my dinner. Like, I mean, that's my saturated, yeah, fat intake.
I need to
way
take
high.
A long, hard look at my butter intake.
Yeah,
clearly,
so, but
yeah,
it's about little, okay, modifiable changes. Adding, you know, substituting in olive oil instead of your butter is really good. So, you know, you can make avocado mash and put that in your toast instead. So it's about increasing your decreasing your saturated fat, increasing your unsaturated fat.
Okay.
And not being overly, you can't be too prescriptive about, you know, I'm going to cut out everything good for me because it's actually...
You won't keep it up.
Absolutely, yeah, not.
Kamira, what's a VO2 max test? And explain the thing about, like, you don't want your heart rate to get too high when you're exercising.
Oh, yeah. So as part of this whole new me, I went and got my VO2 max test done. So that is basically a test that calculates the amount of oxygen that you can take into your lungs and exhale then. Per kilogram of body weight per in a time frame. So the idea is that it gets to, you have to get it to as high as you possibly can. And that is an indication of your fitness level and it's an indication of your longevity. So how long you might live for and how healthy you might live for as well. So I went and got that done and mine was okay. Like, it was good, but it can be improved. So when I got my VO2 max test done, I had this printout and it said, that, so basically, if I was to go and exercise, I would exercise maybe 3-4 times a week. But when I run, I try and run really hard and try and do my 5K as fast as I can because I'm really busy. I have 3 kids and I work and everything that. But what the gentleman who did the VO2 max said, he said to me, you should actually be running maybe 3 times a week at a speed where you can actually maintain a conversation. So for me, because it's an individualized, that is about less than about 144 beats per minute of my heart. So for me to run like that 3 times a week is much better than running really hard at really high intensity 3 times a week. Because if I do the lower intensity exercise over a longer period of time, I'm improving my fitness in the long run. So do 3 moderate exercises a week and then 1 high intensity where you're kind of sprinting or, you know, that
really?
Kind of,
okay, yeah, that'll be news to people now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just keep an eye on the heart rate that it's not too high. How's your cholesterol now?
So I don't know yet. I only got it tested in March. So I'm going to give myself, well, it wasn't 6 months now. I'll give myself maybe about 9 months on this new program that I'm doing myself and see if it comes down any and see, you know, what my doctor recommends me to do if it hasn't done. So it remains to be seen. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, but get checked is the key thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Know your numbers.
All right, Laura Dowling, the fabulous pharmacist. Thank you.
email brendan@rte.ie.